all urban areas will be developed. Karlstad Municipality is made up of several linked urban areas. It is important that the entire municipality is developed. Politicians have assigned the planning department to produce a vision of the future for the smaller built-up areas of Karlstad. The purpose is to identify attractive locations where it will be possible to build homes in the future. This work will be done in close collaboration with residents and other municipal departments with a focus on development. Development of neighbourhood centres. In December 2007, the City Council adopted a City Environment Programme for Karlstad and assigned municipal boards to produce proposals for neighbourhood centre environments in Versa, Skatskär, Molkom, Vålberg and Edsvalla. This has resulted in new pedestrian and cycle paths, street lighting and tree planting in Versa, a new park and paths, street lighting and tree planting in Edsvalla, a new bus stop, pedestrian and cycle paths and development of Långgatan in Vålberg, a new town square in Molkom and a new park in Skatskär. Easier to build homes on the shoreline. The municipality has produced a plan called the LIS, Countryside Development in Shoreline Locations, to support the long-term sustainable development of the countryside and enable the development of shoreline plots of land. This plan will make it easier for development in areas next to the shorelines of lakes and rivers that were previously protected. The municipality has identified 25 sites close to waterways that are currently protected by conservation rules, which the municipality wishes to open up for the development of residential areas, recreational homes, and businesses connected with tourism. Double land allocation. There is a high demand for land in the built-up areas of Karlstad, but far fewer people want to build homes in the surrounding towns and villages. To encourage construction in these surrounding areas, Karlstad Municipality has tested a scheme it calls the double land allocation. Builders who want to build homes in attractive locations in the centre of Karlstad must first build in one of the outlying towns or villages. This double land allocation was tested in the year 2017, when a company was first allocated land in Molkom, followed by an allocation at Tullholmsviken in central Karlstad.